adorning Christ and His gospel. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
Well, I'm very grateful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. And let me just encourage you, you know, many of you have taken the time to write us. Many of you have taken the time to support us. And we want you to know how grateful we are. We express that. We thank you. We thank you for your prayerful and financial support. And this is a great privilege in our day to be able to bring these broadcasts to you, especially in the times where so many are writing in and saying they're not getting anything of substance anymore. There's nothing that's really feeding and nourishing their souls out there. And the goal of this is to help you to find a church that is really preaching the Word of God, that is teaching it without compromise, that is willing to, yes, show you your sin with the goal of showing you the Savior. So that's the purpose of Abounding Grace, is to make known the riches of Christ and His gospel and to help you. So if you need help in that journey, in that path of finding a good church that preaches the Word of God, you're welcome to email us. You're also welcome to go to our website at agradio.org. And I guess that's on my mind this morning because that's exactly what Paul's dealing with in Romans chapter 1. He is overwhelmed that the Lord has raised up a church in pagan Rome. I mean, this was big. And this was in the midst of all the hostility and all the persecution. And Emperor Nero, bloodthirsty, wicked Nero is in the queue. And here's Paul. Is he fretting? Is he running around storing up food? Is he panicking? Is he so overwhelmed with political agendas? No, Paul is overwhelmed that the Lord is building a church. And I think Psalm 2 would really fit in nice in this kind of context where here the world is falling apart, the world rages, Satan and the darkness of the kingdom seems to be advancing, and he who is in the heavens shall do what? Laugh. Here in the middle of pagan Rome, we're Christians. And I said, shouldn't we look up in the midst of all the chaos we're experiencing today, all the fears we have, look up and see that if we're here, that means the Lord's still building? And be excited? See what He's doing? See what open doors are afforded to us? See where He's opening doors and be involved in His ministry and His church? That's what I want to reflect upon a little bit with you today. I want us to think about what Paul's doing here. Why does he want to get to Rome? Well, obviously he had seen that the Lord had opened up a door wide. But why get there? Here's what Paul says in verse 11. Here's the goal of it all. And you're going to see this just applies to the Christian ministry across the board today. Paul says in verse 11 of Romans 1, I want to be there so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you. What does that mean? It simply means I want to be there. I want to come to strengthen you. Since the Lord has called me an apostle, I want to be there to strengthen you in your faith, and that as that happens, we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. This is so important. You know how much pastor congregation conflict I've seen in my short time. It's so sad. That's the reality of the history of the church, isn't it? Pastor congregation conflict. And when it gets bad enough, you end up basically having some kind of separation over irreconcilable differences, and that relationship is dissolved. We've not talked about this much, but do you realize that there's a goal in your relationship as a church with your pastor? Here it is. A major part of the ministry of the pastor is to encourage and strengthen believers in the faith. Now that's important to say today, right? Because you got dual problems. We'll come back to this. But you got the problem where the pastor is so outside of the church that he's never feeding the flock. This congregation is totally malnourished. It's wasting away because the pastor's lazy. He's not tending to feeding the sheep. Remember, Jesus said that, "Feed my sheep, Peter." So that's the pastor's responsibility, to encourage and to strengthen believers in the truth of God's word, strengthen them in the faith. But doesn't Paul say there's a mutual encouragement going on? What is yours to your pastor? Well, listen, I know that I could, as a pastor, mess things up. I know that I could be too hard. I could be too abrasive. I could be too arrogant. I could be too proud. I could be too compromising, too domineering. I know that. But guess what? You could do the same to your pastor. You realize that's not the goal the Lord has for his church and the ministry you're involved with. There's a greater goal, isn't there? The ministry that he gave us is to be mutually encouraged and strengthened in our faith together. You know how beautiful a witness it is for a pastor to love his congregation and the congregation to love their pastor? The witness of that, the beauty of that is infectious. In fact, it's so rare today that if we actually saw that, if we actually appreciated that, you're going to have a strong witness in your community. And I'm not just talking about a blanket love, a love that's in response to as we fulfill the callings that God has given to us. This, dear listener, is a pastor's heart. I've always loved Paul in Philippians to show the mindset of the pastor. Listen to verse 17 of chapter 2. "Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me." Notice the mutual encouragement. What was this? The imagery he used there is very powerful. It had to do with a Levitical priest who would take an animal and sacrifice it on the altar, but on the top of that sacrifice, there would then be poured out a drink offering of wine, a pouring out of the drink offering over the sacrifice. Now, when you did this, the altar was so hot that immediately the drink offering would simply disappear in just a great puff of steam. It would have a powerful effect. Now, can you see this? This is the whole mutual encouragement, but notice the pastor here. The essential and valuable offering was the animal sacrifice, and the drink offering would disappear in steam over the animal sacrifice. What's Paul saying? My life doesn't matter. I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith. I think that's so beautiful. And that's the bigger picture that's here. Paul says there's an overall big picture to this, and I love this. He says in verse 14, "I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to foolish." What's he saying? It doesn't matter. I minister the gospel to everyone. I want to be with you in Rome because I want to preach the gospel. I'm eager to preach the gospel to you in Rome. So get the big picture here. As we are strengthened together, making known the riches of Christ, as we preach him, as we are growing together in that, there's something else happening. It's a defining verse of ministry. Because he's saying, I want to reach you and strengthen you. Because when that kind of thing occurs, there's a great harvest of souls. You realize our ministry is that. It's like bringing in ripened crops as gifts before God. Too many ministries today reach the lost while losing the reached. And I don't think I can emphasize that enough. That we have so many malnourished sheep They're not being fed. The pastor has taken his time to tell some little cute stories up on the stage, and God's people are pining away, wasting away, they and their children, because they've not heard the word of God preached. It's so contrary to every of the design of ministry today. I mean, it's just ear-tickling, and it's doing nothing for the benefit of the souls of the people. The pastors are demonstrating they don't care about the people. If they did, they would feed the flock. Feed my sheep. That's the one of the big problems. But then you have the other problem, that too many ministries are only for the reached. As we are mutually encouraged and strengthened, so does our whole ministry together as pastors and congregations. And here's where we're really shown a pastor's heart. It's been rightly said that a pastor's heart is not measured by how well he pets the sheep. I really like that. A pastor's heart is measured by how he gives himself on the sacrifice and service of each other's faith as he preaches the word. He is a living servant of Christ, making known that power to save. Now, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that just beautiful? That's what's happening. As the pastor prayed for them in Rome, Paul, overwhelmed that God had raised them up, his joy for the Lord's work in opening a door created in him a longing to come and serve them, that they would be strengthened, that mutual encouragement would occur, and that a harvest of souls from all different backgrounds would happen. Barbarians, I'm under obligation. I preach to all. Now I say this today. Show me a congregation that responds to this kind of ministry. There I'm going to see the powerful blessing of the Lord. Let me ask a question to you today. Do you see an open door where you are? What if the Lord has the door wide open? Are we taking that opportunity? Shouldn't we be tending to it before it's shut? You say, of course. What do? Give yourselves to be a part of the ministry. Don't be sideliners. Give yourselves to be a part of the mutual strengthening that's happening. Give yourselves. And the commitment of the pastor should be that he would give himself to preach the word in season, out of season. He too is a debtor. Because of the grace he's received, he is called to be committed to strengthening the body of Christ, to preach the word to all whom the Lord brings through those doors. When this kind of ministry happens, there will be a door open that will not be shut. You imagine the beauty of this? Pastors giving themselves to this and congregations giving themselves to mutually encourage. May our faith as churches be spoken of everywhere. So be a part of the glorious body of Christ. Be excited. Be a part of what Jesus is doing. And our churches be places of great harvest as we love to give ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministry. We are a listener-supported program. We ask humbly that you would write to us and support us. Write to us at Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel continue to richly bless you.
The Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. We invite you to come and worship with us Sundays 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Visit us on the web at www.lindenurc.org. That address again, www.lindenurc.org.